Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Friday afternoon, heading into another weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. Today's the 19th. Tomorrow's 420. You know, a lot of interesting things happened on this day, including the federal building explosion by Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City. So we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. But tomorrow is 420, a day associated with smoking marijuana. I know a lot of you don't need an excuse to do that, but tomorrow is a day associated with it. So why is the 20th day of the fourth month? Why is 420 a day associated with smoking weed? That's what my blog is about, and that blog is posted on the website, wwl.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and I will try to get some of your comments about some of the blogs. The website with the blogs and the videos has been really hot last week and this week. And if you haven't joined, I would be happy to have you join in and comment on the blogs, comment on the videos, and also comment on some of the comments. I'd love to have some of you comment on some of the comments. Just join us. Scoot on the Air, Facebook. It's real simple. Joe Cardosi is our traffic reporter. Let's go into the traffic room. Hey, Joe. You with us, Joe? Is Joe around?
Hey, Joe.
You know, he might be.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you know, you might be taking a report about traffic. I don't mean to interrupt you. Joe, you with us?
I am now. Oh, okay. After some board problems, but
okay,
I'm back.
Okay, cool. Hey, listen, you following the Pelicans? You're going to watch the game tonight?
I am, with my fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah, it's so amazing that the Pelicans have such a hard time winning at home. They've lost six straight at home, I think six straight, and they've played the Kings, I think, six times this year, and it's hard to beat the same team that many times consistently throughout a year. So the Pelicans, without Zion and playing at home, look, this is going to be a tough game for them, but they've got to find a way to win at home.
Yeah, you got to hope that Willie Green's able to speak to his team about how to persevere without Zion, because he was such a focal point in that last game. But you just got to hope that some of these guys that were having bad nights, C.J. McCollum, you got to hope Herb stays Herb. You got to hope Trey can space out the floor. It's going to be interesting.
And they got to relax, because it seems like toward the end, and I felt like this, it was toward the end of the Lakers game. I mean, they're missing free throws. It's almost like, I don't want to say they're choking, but it's almost like they're trying too hard and they're not relaxed and they're missing layups. There was a dunk miss. How do you miss a dunk? So, you know, they got to really just relax, but also at the same time have this killer instinct like, we're going to destroy the enemy.
Yeah, they just don't have a lot of that experience, and they're not used to being the hunter instead of the hunted. You got to try to flip that script in this game.
I guess so. I mentioned earlier, and I think this is a viable idea, since they play so well on the road, just get them in buses, take them to the airport, charter a plane, fly around a little while, land, and then go to the Smoothie King Center. They'll think they're playing out of town.
That's what I'm saying, you know, just get some air conditioning on them. They'll think they're in cooler weather or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, Joe, you're doing a great job with the traffic, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Hopefully I can work the board a little better.
Yeah, that's all right. It's okay. Mistakes are allowed on this show, because God knows we set the precedent for that. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. We will get to all of your calls. I mentioned earlier that I've got some new polling numbers. This is from Real Clear Politics. And what they do is they do an average of all of the polls that are out there. So here's the national average. This is the national poll for Trump and Biden. Trump is at 44.6% and Biden is at 44.2%. So don't be so sure your candidate's going to win. I mean, you can't be that sure. This could go either way. And I just don't think that there are that many people who are undecided. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. I hope the Republicans don't try to steal it again. Just kidding. All right, now let's look at the Electoral College. Right now, Trump is at 219 and Biden is at 215. And there's 104 toss-up states. So again, it's really, really close. And you need to vote. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to, well, no, we're going to talk about this between now and November because we need to vote. And a lot of people don't want to vote. A lot of people don't like either candidate. And I get that. I don't like either candidate. But I think it's still important to find a way to vote. Hey, Taylor Swift dropped a new album for her fans last night.
Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets era has officially arrived. And Swifties are ready for it.
And we got new lyrics. One less temptress, one less dagger to sharpen.
I hate it here, so I will go to secret gardens in my mind.
Swift proclaims herself the chairman as she takes listeners on a journey of sorrow and heartbreak with 16 new songs. Then just 2 hours after their release, she shocked fans everywhere by announcing 15 additional songs, a secret double album, that installment called Anthology.
Wow. She is one prolific writer, and I respect the hell out of her because she writes her stuff. Taylor Swift's lyrics on the new album check off a lot of familiar names.
Straight from the Tortured Poets Department.
Taylor Swift name checks two literary legends.
You're not Dylan Thomas. I'm not Tyson.
Another song she references her romance with Travis Kelce.
The sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me.
She saves digs for British exes Joe Alwyn and Matty Healy.
So London.
2 hours after the release, Swift announced 15 extra songs, making it a double album. Critics called Tortured Poets wildly ambitious and transfixing. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All right, I think this is really cool, and I think there's more recognition of this. I'm seeing this more now, and it's something we've been talking about for a long time. Republican Congressman from New York, Mike Lawler, is blaming the dysfunction in the House of Representatives on right-wing radicals. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, among them. And so now it seems like there's more recognition of right-wing radicals and how they're trying to destroy the Republican Party as we know it. They're trying to carve their own niche out of the Republican Party, and they're trying to force everybody into their camp. And I don't think everybody needs to go into their camp. I mean, that's their camp. Let them have their camp. But the Republican Party shouldn't be so weak and spineless that they let this group of right-wing radicals, which does not outnumber the others, into their camp. All right, I think that's a positive thing. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James, good afternoon.
Hey, man, happy Friday, Scoot. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Same to you.
Hey, man, look, man, Michael Johnson, Democrats, man, puffing up on that joint over the weekend, man. God bless them for getting together and trying to get this bill passed, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you never know. You know, back in the day, Scoot, when you used to run into someone for the first time, a lot of times it would be a meeting of someone coming up, pulling a joint out of their sock, pulling out their hat, or maybe the front pocket of their shirt. Hey, man, you cool? You remember them days?
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one that remembers that. You cool was the key word back in the day. And a joint was its own era. The time of the joint, it just ain't there no more. It was a whole different thing where it didn't matter if it was your aunt, your uncle, the dude on your neighbor. Someone would pull out a joint and be like, hey, you cool? And start lighting a joint with you. And it was kind of like the Facebook of our time because you started smoking. And then you started talking. Then the next thing you know, you're pulling the pictures out your wallet and you're showing, hey, it's my people. You know, man, it was totally a hip thing, man.
I remember that that happened. But, I didn't have a lot of acquaintances. You know, I was, like, really shy and excluded from a lot of things when I was growing up. I knew about that stuff, but I really wasn't involved in that directly, where people would do that to me.
Yeah, one more thing before we go. It's Talladega week. Let's not forget about Talladega over there in Alabama, the best race of the season in NASCAR. Alvin Kamara is an ambassador for NASCAR. I'd like to see more Alvin Kamara coming out talking about NASCAR and pushing it. So hopefully we'll see him at the race. And the public records, let's not forget, man. Lee Zerk cannot do his job if they pass this bill.
No, that's
so
right.
Please call your representative. And like Neil said yesterday, if they vote for this bill, we will not vote you back in. Heck no, hell no, no way.
Yeah, we talked to...
Thanks for having me on, Scoot.
All right, James, have a great weekend. Yeah, we talked to David Hammer from Channel 4 yesterday, and we talked about this this public records bill and, you know, this idea of banning access to public records is like... it's fascism. It's right wing radical mentality. And Jeff Landry seems to be really pushing this, and some others in the legislature. And this shouldn't be. If we lose access to this, then we can't hold these politicians and we can't hold government accountable. And that's especially the job of the media, to hold government accountable. And David Hammer was telling us yesterday about all the exposés that he's done that have exposed corruption of government. It was exposed because of access to public records. No wonder they don't want us to have access to public records. From Gretna, Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, look, three things real quick. First, concert update. Tonight, you got Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top and Lafayette at the Cajun Dome. You also got, you might be interested in this one, Scoot, Adam Ant and The Beat are in New Orleans tonight at the Fillmore. I know a lot of people are going to the Pelicans game tonight. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, too, like Cardozzi said. Tickets are $15 on the secondary market, which kind of tells me there's going to be some empty seats. It's a late game. But, yeah, if we win, we go to the playoffs. If we don't, it's over. And we will be the most winningest team in NBA history not to make the playoffs if that happens. And look, I want to invite and listen, I want, and, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Let's hope we make it happen. And I hope New Orleans becomes a basketball city one last time, even though we haven't been winning at home. I think we've lost 7 in a row. But yeah, it's a late tip off tonight, 8:30 at the arena. Look, I want to invite you and Ian to the Croatia Fest tomorrow. It's kind of like the Greek Fest by the lake. We have a new building. You can go to CroatianAmericanSociety.com for more information. It's a brand-new building, Scoot, on the West Bank in Belchase, right where the Belchase Ferry is. It's a big white building. From 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow night, we're having the Croatia Fest. It's free admission for anybody listening. Come on out. Go to CroatianAmericanSociety.com for more information. I mean, the food and drinks cost, but it's free to get in. And it's kind of set up like Greek Fest, except there's no admission.
Cool.
And there's going to be lots of Croatian food. I hope you can come out. It's going to be great weather, Facebook Live, whatever, and go Pels.
All right, Jimmy, glad you called. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls. And we're going to go to Ian with some of your text messages coming up. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is Free for All Friday. I'm going to get to some of the comments on my my Facebook page coming up. All right, ready for the weekend? And if you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Seriously, if inflation is such a big deal, and if you're arguing that the economy sucks and inflation is bad, you tell me what you're no longer buying or what you cut back on. And if you're still buying the same stuff and paying more for it, then I guess inflation really isn't the problem, is it? Because you're still getting what you want. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a sample from the new Taylor Swift album that just dropped last night, The Tortured Poets Department. The song is "But Daddy, I Love Him." Is this about Travis Kelce? "But Daddy, I Love Him." And he really catches the ball really well. I like the song. "But Daddy, I Love Him." What are the 31 tracks on this album? It's like a double album, 31 tracks.
I didn't even know which one to pick. And usually when you roll out an album, you put out like a single or two singles and then the album drops. Yeah. She didn't do that. She just dropped the whole thing at once. So nobody knows like what's supposed to be the banger. Where's the Cruel Summer in here? Where's the You Need to Calm Down? We don't know. Yeah. We're all figuring it out at the same time.
I guess we'll figure it out. Yeah. Maybe she wants us to figure that out. By our responding to some of the songs, we'll tell her, by the interest in the songs, we'll tell her which songs we think are the hits.
Yep.
You know, she is so prolific as a writer. I mean, there have got to be times in her life when she just says something like, "Travis, not now. I got to finish writing this song."
That's a song right there.
I Scoot on the Air. That is a part of the new Taylor Swift album. All right, interesting things happened on this day. Tomorrow is 420. We've talked about that. There's a blog on the website, also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, explaining the history of 420 and, you know, some justification for legalizing pot. There are studies out there that show both sides of the issue, so nothing is conclusive. Anyway, that's on the Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. It's also on our website, WWL.com. Check it out there and then comment on it on Facebook. So it was on this day, the 19th, that a 51-day standoff with the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas, ended. And I so remember this. It ended when some of those inside the complex set it on fire after federal agents began smashing their way in. Remember the leader, David Koresh? He and most of his followers inside were killed. And here's reporter Mike Rogers, who watched the inferno.
This fire is intense. It has completely engulfed the building. Every part of the building is now in flames. Every window has flames shooting out of it.
You know, David Koresh was another one of those whacked out leaders. And I think Janet Reno was attorney general at the time. And I think she ordered that raid on the Branch Davidian compound. And there was a lot of controversy about that at the time. I was on the air in San Antonio on KTSA at the time that this was going on. So this was really, really nearby in Waco, Texas. Some Americans believe that the feds should be held responsible for the deaths of David Koresh and those inside the compound. President Bill Clinton at the time said he was having none of it.
I was surprised would be a mild word to say that anyone that would suggest that the Attorney General should resign because some religious fanatics murdered themselves.
And this is also the day that there was a massive bombing. It exploded outside the Alfred P. Murrah Building, federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring more than 500 others. These are two witnesses that saw the attack. The bomber was Timothy McVeigh. He was executed in 2001. His accomplice, Terry Nichols, is still serving life in prison. But here are two of the survivors of that federal building attack.
I was thrown on my back, and then debris from the ceiling started raining down on me, and I had to kick my way out to get to the exit. There was smoke, and there was debris raining down from the top, just raining.
We're having a meeting, and all of a sudden,
tremendous blast came through the windows, blew us out of our chairs onto the floor, covered us with glass, and as you can see, cut us.
Timothy McVeigh was a hero to many because he was anti-U.S. government. And Timothy McVeigh was a coward. And Timothy McVeigh killed children in the name of standing up for America the way he saw it. And there are really there are dangerous people who have evil intent, and they only see America the way they see America, and they have no understanding that anybody could see America differently from them. But don't ever think that Timothy McVeigh was any kind of hero, because he was a coward, just a total coward. And he's dead, and the world is better off for it. Let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on.
This must be James and Jimmy Day.
Hey, James.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of me calling. I got two issues. One, where's William F. Buckley when you need him? That man was one of the most conservatives ever to live, and he was an advocate for the legalization of marijuana.
Yes, he was.
Number one. So there's a few conservatives out there that if they had a little bit of guts.
No, it's true.
That's one. The second one is, I'm going from memory here, so I hope I don't mess this up. Back in about, I think, the beginning of 2021, Mr. Landry filed a lawsuit against the advocate. I think the reporter's name was Gallo or something. She had filed a Freedom of Information request about a sexual harassment suit. And Mr. Landry sued this lady for doing so because Mr. Landry didn't want some of the, there was some kind of salacious stuff came out about that sexual harassment lawsuit that they didn't want to have put out. And he lost. And our tax dollars had to pay for that. I'm wondering why nobody remembering that except me.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have a specific memory of that, but I know that there were things that went on when Landry was Attorney General, and you know, I was hoping for a change, but we're not seeing any change. In fact, we're seeing a ramping up of his right wing radical mentality.
Well, those are my two issues for the day. There's plenty more, but
all right, James.
Other people will need to talk to.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Hey, we got to go to Ian with a couple of your text messages. I mean, it's been a few minutes.
Yes. Let's see. We'll start here. We'll do a little economy text messages for a minute. Hey, Scoot, inflation is real and it affects people in different ways. The value of the dollar has dropped and the cost of goods has gone up while salaries are stagnant. It is definitely gaslighting, telling people that inflation doesn't matter. If they still have the things they need, it means less money in savings, less money to charities, and less money spent on entertainment.
Well, I never said inflation doesn't matter. I'm simply posing the question that if you are still buying exactly what you were buying before, then what's the problem? Of course inflation matters. Of course inflation is a problem for people, but I'd like to know what you're cutting back on. If you're still driving the same miles, if inflation is not bothering you to the point where you are cutting back on things or you can't buy something. You know, I realize what you're saying about less money to charity. So maybe that's the case, but you know, people have, you know, been generous no matter what. But I'm making the point that the US economy is strong by many standards. Inflation is still a problem. I have said this all day today. Inflation is a problem. But if you're not actually cutting back on anything, what's the problem?
Here's a text, a list of things that people are cutting back on. This texter says, I cut my spending, less gas, I'm doing less travel, less investing, less saving, less eating out, less going fishing. Two meals a day instead of three. I'm using paper plates. I canceled Netflix. I'm visiting my granddaughter less. I'm buying cheap clothes. No crawfish this year. I got rid of steak night. And I'm drinking a lot less beer.
Okay. Well, look, some of those things are real true luxuries. Crawfish are not expensive. So I don't know why you cut out crawfish. They're really not that expensive. I don't know if all those things are true. If all those things are true, I feel badly that you're dealing with that. And I'm not saying that some people haven't cut things out. But all the people complaining about inflation are not cutting things out. I mean, this is bigger than a few individuals. And we're not getting a lot of response that a lot of people are cutting a lot of stuff out. And again, if you're having to sacrifice all those things, I feel badly for you.
I wonder if there's people thinking about your comments on inflation and saying, you know, my dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. And I think it's, you know, I don't want people looking down at me for that when you know, you could say theoretically, like, why don't you work harder? Why don't you get a second job? Why don't you do this or that? Which is what we kind of say to poor people all the time. So if your dollar is not going as far as it has in the past, and you feel a certain way about, you know, people who you perceive to be poorer than you, and your answer to them is, well, you're just not working hard enough and you should pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, if you're already working the same job that you had before and you don't feel like taking on a second job or spending less money on daycare or less money on medicine or less money on food, and you're looking for a government prescription, just hold both of those thoughts in your head at the same time.
Yeah, and look, my point is, for many who complain about inflation, what have you really cut back on? All right, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-1870. Of course, I was watching this last night when the news was breaking last night. And last night, Israel retaliated and Israel attacked Iran. And that is a song from Vince Vance and the Valiants when we were talking about Iran many years ago, but it's appropriate today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, it's 11 minutes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is going to soon be Friday night. And I hope you have some fun plans for the weekend. Listen, I want to mention something. Somebody commented. Somebody just joined me on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air. Somebody just joined me there, and they saw the picture of me in the hospital a few years ago after I was hit by a motorcycle on Canal Street walking across Canal when I lived downtown. And it's just, it's a picture of me. It's a horrible picture of my face is all bloodied. My neck is in a brace and I'm in the hospital. I'm in intensive care, the emergency room at the medical center downtown. And there are a few people who think that this just happened to me. No, this was somebody commenting on something that happened to me a few years ago. So I am fine. You see the videos that I do now and they're just fine. But I thank those of you who have the instinct to be concerned. All right, here are a couple of comments to the blog that I wrote. Is trashing America a new way to get Trump elected? This is from Paul. You all seem to worship the chump, even though he's not a conservative and couldn't care less for the average person. He's not especially intelligent. His business smarts are lying in bankruptcy. You all claim you want to drain the swamp, and this is who you're supporting? No wonder the GOP rarely wins popular vote in a presidential general election. Here, and there are a number of comments to that. Here's a comment from Donald. You never fix a problem until you admit there is a problem. Liberals are just like drug addicts and alcoholics, refusing to admit their problem. And let's see, this is from Leo. Will you be reporting? Oh, yes, we talked about that yesterday. Will I be reporting on the dumb thing that Biden said about his uncle? Yes, we talked about that yesterday. Another quick, let's see, let me go back here. Another quick comment. This is something that got a lot of attention on Facebook, and it was the comment about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Fox News finally called out Marjorie Taylor Greene as an idiot who's trying to wreck the Republican Party. A lot of comments to that. Here's one from PK Knight. It says, we also show the return of fallen soldiers returning to Dover Air Force Base. What is this? I think he was hoping to comment on something else, because I also posted a video about CNN showing the body of a dead child following an Israeli attack. And there was criticism. Some people don't think that we should see that. I think we should, because I think we should see what war really does look like. Here's a comment from Robert. People have rights, but they also have to have morals. We're moving to a point where we do things just to test our right to do it. Sad. You know, I agree with that. I think there's too much of that. Here's a text from a comment on Facebook from Bill. It says, Scoot, do you know Blondie was a real redhead? No, I didn't know that, and I don't know how you know that. Donald comments, Fox needs to look in the mirror and see how normal folk see them. Fox, with its misinformation, has wrecked many weak-minded folks in this country. It's true. I mean, Fox News has taken advantage of a lot of weak people. It doesn't mean everybody that watches Fox News are weak people, because that certainly isn't true. But Fox News has taken advantage of the gullible. And Fox News is not going to always give you the right side of things. And this week was the anniversary of Fox News settling for nearly $800 million because they didn't want proof laid out in court, because they knew they did it. They didn't want proof laid out in court that they lied to you about the outcome of the 2020 election. All right, I'm Scoot, getting ready to head into the weekend. And, you know, last weekend there were a couple of festivals going on. King of France School in Bucktown, they're having a festival this weekend. I think it's the Seafood Festival. And you can find festivals all over. So if you get a chance, get out and enjoy some of those festivals and support the churches and the groups that are putting these festivals together. We'll be back on WWL. All right, so Sports Talk with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak coming up next. And look, don't forget, we're 6 days away from the Saints draft preview show with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. So it's all ramping up. I want to mention the Autism Society is having their annual fundraiser in Westwego at the Farmers Market. That is tomorrow from 11 to 3. And look, you know, I never meant to say that inflation doesn't matter, because it does matter. But for those of you who complain about inflation, think about the things that you're not doing without. So how does inflation really matter if you're still doing all you want to do? I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Joe Cardosi, and you. Have a great weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.